Greetings in our risen Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We welcome you to the Palm Sunday, March 29th, 2026 worship service at Zion Lutheran Church, Lincoln, Illinois. Participating in production of this broadcast are Josh and Rachel Welker and Ken Richard. The opening hymn is number 442, All Glory, Laud, and Honor, hymn number 442 in the Lutheran Service Book. David and Stephanie Opperman are sponsoring the flowers on the altar and the radio broadcast today to the glory of God and thanksgiving for children and grandchildren.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
Amen.
Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.
Hosanna to the Son of David.
Let us pray. Most merciful God, as the people of Jerusalem with palms in their hands gather to greet your dearly beloved Son when he came into his holy city, grant that we may ever hail him as our King. And when he comes again, may go forth to meet him with trusting and steadfast hearts and follow him in the way that leads to eternal life. Through the same Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 12th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
The next day, the large crowd that had come to the feast heard that Jesus was coming to Jerusalem. So they took branches of palm trees and went out to meet him, crying out, Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, even the King of Israel. And Jesus found a young donkey and sat on it, just as it is written, Fear not, daughter of Zion. Behold, your king is coming, sitting on a donkey's colt. His disciples did not understand these things at first. But when Jesus was glorified, then they remembered that these things had been written about him and had been done to him. The crowd that had been with him when he called Lazarus out of the tomb and raised him from the dead continued to bear witness. The reason why the crowd went to meet him was that they heard he had done this sign. So the Pharisees said to one another, You see that you are gaining nothing. Look, the whole world has gone after him. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Let us go forth in peace.
In the name of the Lord.
Thank you.
Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.
Hosanna in the highest.
Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, you sent your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, to take upon himself our flesh and to suffer death upon the cross. Mercifully grant that we may follow the example of his great humility and patience and be made partakers of his resurrection. Through the same Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Please be seated. The Old Testament for this Palm Sunday is from the book of the prophet Isaiah, the 50th chapter, beginning at the 4th verse. The Lord God has given me the tongue of those who are taught, that I may know how to sustain with a word him who is weary. Morning by morning he awakens. He awakens my ear to hear as those who are taught. The Lord God has opened my ear, and I was not rebellious. I turn not backward. I gave my back to those who strike and my cheeks to those who pull out the beard. I hid not my face from disgrace and spitting. But the Lord God helps me. Therefore I have not been disgraced. Therefore I have set my face like a flint, and I know that I shall not be put to shame. He who vindicates me is near. Who will contend with me? Let us stand up together. Who is my adversary? Let him come near to me. Behold, the Lord God helps me. Who will declare me guilty? This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
A catechetical review. In regards to confirmation, what is confirmation?
Confirmation is the rite by which a baptized person renews his baptismal vow, publicly confesses his faith, and is received into communicant membership by the congregation.
The epistle reading from Philippians, the 2nd chapter, beginning at the 5th verse. Have this mind among yourselves, which is yours in Christ Jesus, who though he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but made himself nothing, taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men, and being found in human form, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Therefore God has highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of the Father. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We rise for the reading of the Holy Gospel. The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 12th chapter. Now among those who went up to worship at the feast were some Greeks. So these came to Philip, who was from Bethsaida in Galilee, and asked him, "Sir, we wish to see Jesus." Philip went and told Andrew. Andrew and Philip went and told Jesus. And Jesus answered them, "The hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. Truly, truly, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains alone. But if it dies, it bears much fruit. Whoever loves his life loses it, and whoever hates his life in this world will keep it for eternal life. If anyone serves me, he must follow me, and where I am, there will my servant be also. If If anyone serves me, the Father will honor him. Now is my soul troubled, and what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour. But for this purpose I have come to this hour. Father, glorify your name. And then a voice came from heaven. I have glorified it, and I will glorify it again. The crowd that stood there and heard it said that it had thundered. Others said, an angel has spoken to him. Jesus answered, this voice has come for your sake, not mine. Now is the judgment of this world. Now will the ruler of this world be cast out, and I, when I am lifted up from the earth, will draw all people to myself. He said this to show by what kind of death he was going to die. So the crowd answered him, we have heard from the law that the Christ remains forever. So how can you say that the Son of Man must be lifted up? Who is this Son of Man? So Jesus said to them, the light is among you for a little while longer. Walk while you have the light, lest the darkness overtake you. The one who walks in the darkness does not know where he is going. While you have the light, believe in the light, that you may become sons of light. When Jesus had said these things, he departed and hid himself from them. Though he had done so many signs before them, they still did not believe in him. So that the words spoken by the prophet Isaiah might be fulfilled. Lord, who has believed what he heard from us, and to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? Therefore they could not believe. For again Isaiah said, he has blinded their eyes and hardened their heart, lest they see with their eyes and understand with their heart and turn, and I would heal them. Isaiah said these things because he saw his glory and spoke of him. Nevertheless, many even of the authorities believed in him, but for fear of the Pharisees they did not confess it, so that they would not be put out of the synagogue. For they loved the glory that comes from man more than the glory that comes from God. This is the gospel of the Lord. Having heard the gospel of our Lord, we confess our common Christian faith through the words of the Apostles' Creed.
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting.
Please be seated for the singing of our hymn.
The hymn of the day is hymn number 444, No Tramp of Soldiers, Marching Feet. Hymn number 444 found in the Lutheran Service Book.
Thank you.
the sermon text from the Gospel of John, the 12th chapter. Now among those who went up to worship at the feast were some Greeks. So these came to Philip, who was from Bethsaida in Galilee, and asked him, "Sir, we wish to see Jesus." The words of our text. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus, the Christ of God. Amen. It was the festival of the Passover, and certainly there was much to see and much to do for those men who make this request to Philip. But what are they interested in doing? They're interested in seeing Jesus. I'm confident they just didn't want to look at Jesus. They wanted to meet Jesus. They wanted to have an encounter with him. They were ready to listen to him speak, to hear what he had to say, to evaluate for themselves who this man, the Christ, was. And we're on the same road as these men who wish to see Jesus. We've come to Palm Sunday here at our church. It's Confirmation Sunday also, where our confirmands will affirm the faith given to them in their baptism. And through that faith, the righteousness of Christ will be affirmed. Today, they will, as many of us have already done, give a public pledge of allegiance and lifelong fidelity to Christ our Lord. So we're not only celebrating confirmation this Sunday, but also Jesus' triumphal entry into Jerusalem. But we also know that Jesus has set himself on the path to the cross, where he will be lifted up from the earth as the cure for all of our sins. He will be crucified for the sin of all humanity, winning for us the forgiveness of our sins and the redemption for our souls and our redemption in both body and soul. He will also give us the assurance of the resurrection to eternal life for all those who have faith in his work on our behalf. Consequently, we also want to see Jesus. And we want to show Jesus to others. We want to see him not only as he comes in Palm Sunday, but we want to see him in the scriptures. We want to see him in creation. We want to see him in the sacrament. We want to see him in the confession and absolution. We want to see him in all aspects. We want to see him in our neighbor. We see Jesus present in creation, the moment of creation. And how do we know that Jesus is present there? St. Paul writes to the Ephesians, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places, even as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and blameless before him." You see, we are chosen in Christ before the foundations of the world were laid. Thus we are assured that Jesus is God, the second person of the Holy Trinity, the God who alone is uncreated. Jesus was present, and he was the agent of the creation of the world. As John tells us in the first chapter of his Gospel, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. All things were made through him, and without him nothing has been made that was made. In him was life, and that life was the light of men. He was in the world, and the world was made through him." Thus, in our creation, we see Jesus at work. In the Old Testament, we see Jesus at work. "For did not Jesus say, 'You search the scriptures because in them you think you have eternal life, and it is they that bear witness about me'?" We see Jesus speaking out of the burning bush to Moses. And when Moses asked God, "If I come to the people of Israel and I say to them, 'The God of your fathers has sent me to you,' and they ask me, 'What is his name? What shall I say to them?' And then God said to Moses, 'You tell them, I am who I am.' and say to the people of Israel, I am has sent me to you. Again, Jesus says to the Jewish leaders, truly I say to you, before Abraham was, I am. Jesus is the God who is and who acts in history. I am the bread of life. I am the light of the world. I am the gate of the sheep. I am the vine, the good shepherd, the way, the truth, and the life. I am the resurrection and the life. Jesus is God, the God of our redemption. And that redemption is applied to each and every one of us personally in the waters of our baptism. Because baptism is not man's work. Baptism is not what we do. Baptism is the work of a holy and gracious God. It is the work of what our Lord does for us. It is the work of God that creates faith, that through the baptism that clings to the promises of redemption in Christ. And in our baptism, Christ and his work is applied to us individually and personally. We are washed, we are cleansed, we are draped in the holiness and the righteousness of Jesus Christ. Sir, we wish to see Jesus. If you wish to see Jesus, look here and you will see Jesus. Look at the mirror and see Jesus Christ in your own self and in your baptism. We look to those most precious waters and we see here what God gives us. Nothing less than life and faith and salvation. Then one of the elders addressed me saying, these in white robes, who are they? Where have they come from? And I said to him, sir, you know. And he said to me, these are they who have come out of the great tribulation. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. In your baptism, you are clothed with the righteousness of Jesus Christ. You are given the faith that heeds the call to repentance of your sin, for your sins. And what is repentance? Repentance is nothing less than the genuine terror that the conscience feels over God's wrath against sin, and a conscience that is sorry that it has sinned. This takes place when the Word of God denounces sin. For the substance of the proclamation of God's word is to do what? It is to denounce sin and to offer the forgiveness of sins and righteousness for Christ's sake, offering the Holy Spirit and eternal life, and then lead us into all good works. Contrition believes God's judgment upon sin. Contrition seeks the forgiveness of sin. But where is this forgiveness to be found? Sir, we wish to see Jesus. It is to be found in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, because faith trusts in the remission of our sins for the sake of Jesus Christ. And that because of Jesus, our sins are fully and freely forgiven. Do you wish to see Jesus? If you wish to see Jesus, then look to the holy absolution, for that is for the sake of Jesus Christ, that God the Father grants full remission of your sins. This faith strengthens and sustains the sorrowing heart, since we have been justified and have peace with God through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. A peace that comes from the sacrifice in our place of Jesus, the Son of God. The sorrowful heart longs for the peace of a relationship restored to God the Father. A relationship that is strengthened by the holy meal of the sacrament of the altar, communion, where we see Jesus Christ himself. For Jesus himself has declared that he is in, with, and under the bread and the wine of the sacrament of the altar. He has said to us that he gives us his very body to eat and his very blood to drink for the forgiveness of our sins and for the strengthening of our faith. As Jesus our Lord has said, this is my body which is given for you. And he has also said, this is my blood which is shed for you. And no less than Simeon held the infant Christ in his hands, we hold Christ in our hands. The very Christ who was given for us, the very Christ who shed his blood for us, the very Christ of God who is for you. We hold this Jesus in our hand and we can depart in peace, for we have salvation through the grace of our God and through the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. And that salvation is worth proclaiming to our neighbor and to the entire world. If we wish to see Jesus, then we must look at our neighbor. For in our neighbor's face, we see the one for whom Jesus died and the one for whom we are to show all Christian love. When the Son of Man comes in all of His glory and all of His angels with Him, then He will sit on His glorious throne. And before Him will be gathered all nations. And He will separate the people one from another as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. And He will place the sheep on His right and the goats on His left. And then the King will say to those on His right, "Come, you who are blessed by My Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you before the foundations of the world were laid. For I was hungry and you gave Me food. I was thirsty and you gave Me drink. I was a stranger and you welcomed Me. I was naked and you clothed Me. I was sick and you visited Me. I was in prison and you came to Me." Then the righteous will answer Him saying, "Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you anything to drink? And when did we see you a stranger and welcome you, or naked and clothe you? And when did we see you sick and in prison and visit you?" And the King will answer them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, as you did it to one of the least of these, My brothers, you did it to Me." Then He will say to those on His left, "Depart from Me, you cursed, into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry and you gave Me no food. I was thirsty and you gave Me no drink. I was a stranger and you did not welcome Me. Naked and you did not clothe Me. Sick and in prison and you did not visit Me." Then they also will answer saying, "Lord, when did we see you hungry or thirsty or a stranger or naked or sick or in prison and did not minister to you?" Then He will answer them saying, "Truly, truly, I say to you, as you did it not to one of the least of these, you did it not to Me." And these will go away into eternal punishment, but the righteous into eternal life. Do you wish to see Jesus? Then look and see Jesus in your neighbor. Look and see Jesus in your brothers and sisters in Christ around the world, and even in the unbelievers around the world who need ministered to. See Christ in the faces of those whom you pass every day. Let us look around us, and in the things of God, we will always see Jesus. In the creation of the world, we see Jesus in the Word of the Old Testament. We see Jesus in the New Testament. We see Jesus in our baptisms. We see Jesus in the confession and the absolution. We see Jesus in the sacrament of the altar, and we see Jesus in our neighbor. Let us go forth and continue to see Jesus in all of these places. In that Jesus' name, amen. And now may that peace which passeth all understanding be in your hearts and your minds, through the one true faith in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. Let us now all rise for the singing of the offertory. Please be seated for the reception of our gifts and offerings.
You have been sharing in the Sunday Palm Sunday morning worship service at Zion Lutheran Church, 205 Pulaski Street in Lincoln, Illinois, where you have just heard Reverend Mark Thompson deliver the message for this morning. If you cannot be physically present, join us every Sunday morning on the radio at 8 o'clock over WLLM 1370 AM or WLLM 105.3 FM or at www.zlclinc.org, where you find links to the internet stream, the Facebook Live, and our YouTube stream. Zion is a member congregation of the Worldwide Fellowship of the Lutheran Church, Missouri Synod. If you are without a church home, we invite you to become a part of the Zion family. If we may assist you in any way, please call us at 732-3946 or write to us at Zion Lutheran Church, 205 Pulaski Street, Lincoln, Illinois, 62656. Zion also offers a premier education with a Christian worldview for children from age 3 through the 8th grade at Zion Lutheran School. For more information concerning our school, please contact our principal, Dr. Stephen Perry, at 732-3977. May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen.
We rise for prayer. Let us pray for the people of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. Almighty God, your Son humbly rode into Jerusalem to the shouts of Hosanna so that he might give us righteousness and salvation by his death and resurrection. Mercifully grant that we would repent of our sins and rejoice in his presence with us as we prepare to walk with him all the way to Golgotha and to the tomb in Gethsemane. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayers.
Lord God, make our ears like the ears of your Son Jesus, ever open to hear your voice and ever eager to do your will. As his precious gospel rings in our ears, enliven our tongues to praise and proclaim his wondrous works for our salvation. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayers.
King of glory, Lord of hosts, lift up the gates of our hearts and make way for your blessed Son. Forgive our sins and renew our souls, that we may glorify him who died to save us. Comfort all those, O Lord, who mourn, including the family of Eldon Garlish as they mourn his death, and the family of Dave Opperman as they grieve over his sister's death. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayers.
Blessed Lord, this day we pray for our confirmands, as they will publicly confess their faith in you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Keep them ever as confessors of your name and of your mighty work, so that on the day of judgment, resting secure in Christ's work on their behalf, they would come to everlasting life. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayers.
Lord of hosts, your Son Jesus came to deliver his people from all evil. Take away the fear of all who suffer in this world as we raise before you the cares and concerns of all those undergoing medical care and those who seek healing and health from your almighty hand. We also ask you to receive the thanksgivings of those who have received the answer of a yes to their prayers, especially Joanne Marlin, as she gives you thanks for the successful placement of stents within her body, and hear her as she petitions you to continue to watch over her health and well-being. As those who cry out to you continue to await the fullness of their salvation, ever fix their eyes upon the crucified Savior. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayers.
Into your hands, O Lord, we commend all our, we commend ourselves, our bodies and souls, and all things. Save us, O Lord and faithful God, through Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen. Amen.
Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Lord God, Heavenly Father, in holy baptism you began your good work in our catechumens, and you have blessed their instruction and training in your word. We implore you to pour out your Holy Spirit on their hearts and minds, so that they will truly love and revere you. Confess the faith and with joy and boldness, endeavor to live according to your commandments, and praise and glorify you as their faithful God and Lord. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and grant thee his peace.
The closing hymn is number 441, Ride On in Majesty, hymn number 441 found in the Lutheran Service Book.
Announcement I have this morning is that just to remind, there's no youth group activities this afternoon. Of course, as it is Palm Sunday, we have questioning in between services this morning, and that will start around 9:30. So if you'd like to retire over to the auditorium and have some coffee and maybe a donut and wait till 9:30 and support the students in their confirmation questioning. That would be fantastic. And may the Lord bless all of you. May He bless your comings in and your goings out from this time forth and forevermore. Amen.